Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I've played the game of love and lost. So stop the world and let me off.
Oh, man. If I told you really how many times I feel that way... During the week, you'd be shocked. You have no idea.
Join the club.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. 888-673-1450. You can comment on anything Susan and I are talking about today. Make sure and go to the website, get the podcast, share them far and wide, and direct people to the show. If I'm not on your local dial, call up your local station and ask them for the show. That's the only way. That's the only way and the fastest way to get some headway there and get me on your local dial. The other thing, too, is we rely on Patreon. We rely on PayPal. The show does. And this show is unlike any other. We actually get to say what we want to talk about. We're free to do that. You might not agree with everything we talk about on the show. That's 100% okay with us. We just want to be able to have those discussions and get people thinking and questioning. And we understand sometimes what you're thinking is it's not represented in mainstream, because they're never going to say probably what you're thinking. That's what this show is for, and there's only a few shows like this left on the dial in the country. Right. So just so you know, nobody tells us what to talk about, what to say. We get to say and vet and invent what we want to say. If you like that kind of radio and you want to keep us on the air, this is a by the people effort, and support us, because this is the only way we can stay on. Also, I want to talk just for a moment about UFOs. Can I talk about UFOs for a second here? This is Stop the World and Let Me Off. Boy, do I feel like that a lot. Okay, I just wanted to let you know, the U.S. Navy was confirming leaked UFO videos are real and never should have been released to the public. And what I want to say about that is that they never... Things just aren't leaked like that. Sorry. And oops, I've talked about this a lot, but I just wanted to keep you aware that there is so much in the way of UFOs and things in space this week. It was almost comical, like six different articles, mainstream articles going, yes, things have been leaked and we're about to reveal the truth. And you know how I feel about this, because I've said this on the show many times. Hold on, caller. I've said this on the show many times is, oh my gosh, just keep an eye on that. Okay, just keep an eye on that, because I definitely think it will get used by our government and many other governments as well, not just ours. But just keep an eye, because things don't like that don't get leaked. They just don't. Sorry. And they've kept a pretty close vest on this stuff, they say. And so just now, all of a sudden, all this is coming to light. I'm very skeptical. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's great to be on the show.
Thank
this
you.
Is Kevin here.
Hi, Kevin. Go right ahead.
Hi. You know, I have to say, Facebook, social media, uh-huh. and technology is a double-edged sword.
Right.
I am a blind person,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how in the world I would do some of the things that I do without the technology. For example,
right.
I'm getting into voiceover work.
Sure, sure.
I have an electronic braille display that I've been reading off mm-hmm. of. I think I'll do my first voiceover tomorrow. There's also a system called IRA.
Mm-hmm.
which stands for Artificial Remote Intelligence Access. So whenever mm-hmm. I'm lost or something, I can just pull up
okay.
this application, hit the call button, and the agent will answer at the other end. The agent sees what's on my phone camera and pulls up a map, knows exactly where I'm at.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, so your point is technology.
And I...
Right?
Yeah, I definitely... What's that?
Your point is technology. You rely on it.
Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. So where do you think, with me as a blind person, I should draw the line? I think I have my opinion, but I'd like to run it past you.
Sure.
It's an interesting discussion to have.
Mm-hmm. As far as what? What's the question? As far as just draw the line on there?
Too much private,
yeah,
not enough privacy.
Would be a good time to use it, when would not be. And because I'm a little worried, too, about Big Brother. And but yet it's so convenient. I can just...
Right.
For example, I was in the Salt Lake Airport. I was able to find Cafe Rio really quick through this technology.
I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were. See, here's the deal, and I understand technology, especially in the position that you're in. And so I think it's what you're also presenting in that social media as you. And you can be very, very careful. You can use technology and not present exactly how you feel about everything, or subject yourself to maybe some of the data lords, if you will, that are taking in that data and deciding things about you. You control the information somewhat about you. If you don't have the listening devices in your home, you can control that. Absolutely, you can control that. I'm going to take you off there, but I'll answer just a little bit more. Thank you so much, Kevin. I love the phone call. And it is true. How much do you use it, Susan? Like, how much are you going to subject yourself to? And because in his case, this is so helpful. And I totally, it's a two-edged sword, and it always has been since the beginning. We just have to understand where technology takes us. It's kind of like mental health screenings. Where is that going to go? What can that deprive you of in the future? And what kind of data now is going into mental health screenings? How wide is the umbrella? See, there's a lot to talk about when you talk about absorbing data on something.
That's right, because there's AI that also will completely interpret that data.
Yep,
and spit it back out.
Yeah.
And it's so he was saying the lords of data, if you think of them as the dragon lords of data, then you have a much more...
Yes, you have to be very careful with that dragon. Yes. You have to be very, very careful about what information you're feeding it. And so that's why I'd be very cautious. If you have to use it, to use it well and try to use it well. But yes, you're going to be subject to the nefarious part of that as well, to some degree.
The fire-breathing part of it can burn you big time.
And the reason I say that isn't for the fear concept and to lay that sword heavily down. What I'm saying is that when everybody got cell phones, they didn't realize they were getting a tracker. So we don't really realize what's at stake. We don't understand, I think, to a big extent, what all that means and what it's about and what it's going to mean in the future and how they use it, because they always introduce it in a very innocuous way. You know,
complimentary, helpful.
Connect with everybody you ever knew in your life. You know, this will be great. You
for
know, that
free.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just commenting on the information we willingly give out. My girlfriend recently got a letter from the DMV saying that they're going to cancel her license.
Wow.
Unless she got a letter from her doctor saying that her anxiety was under control, because when she renewed her license, they had all the questions on there, and one of them was, do you ever have anxiety? So she clicked, well, yes, not thinking anything of it.
Wow.
And then... oh, there you go. They're going to take away your license unless you go back to your doctor. And he says, oh, you're fine. It's just,
That's
she just
scary.
Said that she'd never, ever, like, give that information out ever again.
Yeah,
they're just
never.
Going to use it against you.
Oh, my gosh,
100% of the
I'm
time.
I'm so glad you called in with that. Thank you. That's scary.
Yeah.
That is really scary. I don't think we realize. Thank you so much. We all want to be honest and transparent, and you just want to be yourself. And I've laid out myself pretty heavily on this show, right? My views and everything. And I know that there could be consequences for that. So just being aware of consequences too, just being aware of what you're throwing out there and what you're putting out there. And I know I'm supposed to do this for a living. So I'm trying to do it with all that I have, but it's still scary.
The only thing we can only have a suspicion because they are not forthcoming. They have not shown us candor about, oh, here we're going to lay it all out for you, what we're doing with all this information.
They don't do it.
They have hidden their cards. So all we can have is suspicion.
Right. Exactly. You're so right, Susan. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I totally get that you have to be very, very careful online. Very careful online. And I have had regrets that I put out too many photos, too much information. And don't say you're on vacation when you're on vacation. Wait till you get home. You know, I always have a rule about that. I never do it while I'm on vacation. There are just things just for your own personal safety, not even included what data will do to you later on or right. subject you to, but just personal safety. You have to be very, very aware of. And it's a very real thing. And I understand Kevin, you know, and the predicament that he is in.
Oh, that's very tough situation.
It's got to be really tough.
And what a freeing thing to have that technology working for him, being his eyes.
Yeah. And with everything good, there's always ways. Of course, we know this.
That nefarious.
The light and the dark. There's always going to be something there that we have to be very aware of. So to be naive to think that it's always going to be in your best interest or work in your best interest, or it's only there. Somebody just wanted to invent something that's just so cozy and cute. And keeping in touch with, you know, Aunt Irma or something isn't exactly what it's about. And, you know, what's funny is if you say this to people, if I say, well, look at 5 years down the road, because liberals, progressive liberals have a really tough time doing this. Look 5 years down the road and what's coming. They have a real tough time because they don't want to think that the government would do anything or be behind anything. Or
the unintended consequences of just handing over information, power, authority, of that.
But we as Americans, the reason that we left British rule, the reason that we came here, the reason that we wanted to start America, as yesterday was Constitution Day, the reason we did that is because we could see ahead to where it was landing. We knew that that control wasn't going to stop itself, and that we had to call them on that. We had to create a system in which we did not have an emperor or a dictatorship. And the reason I say that is we were not Roman slaves when we left British rule. We were upset about the taxes without any sort of, notice going
control,
up
at
the behest of the emperor, the dictator. And so we were able to see ahead. We were not a Roman slave. See, they couldn't have even left by the time you get to that point. And that's why we have the ability as Americans to see ahead what is coming. Do not lose that. Progressive liberals have lost that quality. You cannot lose that quality. That's what makes us a special people. It does not make you a conspiracy nut. It does not make you crazy. It says that you have the wherewithal to look ahead and say, oh my gosh, why are they asking for this? Why are they doing this? Why was this government agency created? What are they going to do with data in the future? Where does social credit go? Why is China doing it right now and we're starting to absorb that? Why do we have facial recognition cameras on every street? What are we doing with that information? Why at the airport now can they see 30 yards away or 30 feet away and detect what's under your clothing? That's not okay. All of those things, they have to be called out, because if we don't, it just goes that way. It's just like if we just would have stood there and taken it under British rule, that control never reels itself in. And then we're subject to whatever they hand us. And then at that point, at some point, you are a Roman slave that cannot move. A Roman slave that cannot fight back. You are that. If you can't see ahead, I hope that we don't ever lose that quality.
No, it's so precious. And it's it's how you think.
Yeah.
So people who had come over here from the Soviet Union were talking to a class when I was in college. And the boy said, we don't even think about terms of like liberty and freedom, because someone asked him, aren't you frustrated about your thing? He goes, we don't even think about it. We don't think about it anymore.
Scary.
So if you can't talk about it, you stop thinking about it. Which is why I talk about it, because I think about it.
Right.
And so do you.
And liberty's in our blood.
Yes.
It is in our DNA, and you can't take that away. So strengthen that, I say. We're going to come right back. I want to talk about the wall. I want to talk about Kevin Spacey, Saudi Arabia. I want to talk about so much. I know. See, it's ADD hour. We're just going everywhere in this hour because there's so much to talk about. It's kind of hard to hit all of the stuff. And this isn't even hitting a percentage of what really needs to be addressed today. Isn't that crazy how many headlines stop the world and let us off for 5 minutes so we can catch our breath? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
There you go. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And I've been a king. I've had my life and the world on a string. I've traveled many roads, but I'm so far from done. I have been hopeless and I've had my faith. Some things I've lost and some things I have saved. All of these moments showed me the way that I've gone. Good to know there's so much to live for.
Daly Show, and you can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts of this show, recorded podcasts of this live show, and we play in places all over the United States and online and apps and you name it, and so grateful to be in all of those places. And also, you can email me too at kate@katedalyradio.com. I'm going to cover Saudi Arabia tomorrow because there's too much to cover, and I did want to cover just a little bit on 9/11 too. I'll do that tomorrow because there's just too much today to try and cover, and there's just some interesting stuff. Jeez Louise. I welcome Susan back, and
it's just, hello.
Boy, it's endless. Kevin Spacey, the guy that was accusing him, suddenly died. The massage therapist accusing him?
That yeah, all of a sudden, there just a note went out that the massage therapist who had assaulted him someplace in California, Santa Monica or someplace, just they said, oh, he's
and
deceased.
The case died. You know, I think they want to use Kevin Spacey as more of a witness in some other stuff. Like, you know, we'll kind of excuse what you've done on Pedo Island for maybe some more information on Epstein.
Yeah, to flip him on others. Yeah. They did say the estate could continue to pursue a case against Kevin Spacey, the estate of the massage therapist. I don't know what kind of an estate a massage therapist has, but... Oh.
His career is MIA. I guess it's... Yeah, very... I wish Woody's career was MIA. Gosh,
massage therapist
weirdo.
To the stars. But, maybe he was competing with the people on Pedo Island.
You never know. A lot of people visited that island.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure the truth will come out eventually. I don't know, though. A lot of names get hidden up and you never get to hear
things
about them.
Things go away and you never hear
the ones they
again.
Really want to protect. But I was reading something very interesting about that and the money interest, you know. It's who trumps who. The rich taking from the rich, you know, they're stealing from each other and lots of shenanigans going on. And if your people that back you trump the other people that back, you know, then you might get away with the money or your life and maybe not. It kind of depends on who you have info on, who's in your corner, who you took from and how important those people are. And I'm talking about the whole Epstein case, but that's what happened to Ghislaine? Nothing so far?
Right.
Writes out like something about the CIA and then it gets arrested and now nothing. And it's kind of like not hearing anything about Julian Assange. Nothing. Crickets.
Right.
Not in the press.
Nowhere.
Very strange. Lots of really weird things. And I'd love to hear from Julian Assange. I think really and truly he has uncovered information that needed to get out. He's never been proved wrong, by the way. Never. Never been proved wrong on his info. And that needs to be said because, you know, our whistleblowers are very, very important, and I take a lot of what they say very, very seriously. We all should, risking their lives like that. So let's talk for just a moment. You want to talk about Parkland for just a second?
Oh, just the father in Parkland.
The shooting in Florida shooting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Has written an article saying that mm-hmm. California is going down the same rabbit hole that Florida went down, which mm-hmm. was to drastically stop suspensions and expulsions of students, just to sweep really major crimes, assaults and things that were happening on campus under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And that California is now following the same pathway, some of the big school districts.
We've seen articles like this where they're saying they're dropping suspensions and all
like,
of that.
Well, mm-hmm. like the numbers are going way, way down. But they pat themselves mm-hmm. on the back saying, look, our numbers are way, way down on suspensions and But what they're not telling the parents mm-hmm. is that still the crimes are being committed on school property. Crimes with drugs, crimes with violence, mm-hmm. violence against teachers.
Right.
And yet things are just going along day to day. And so what he says, the father who lost one of his daughter in Parkland said, what I didn't know is that this kid was so dangerous in the Parkland massacre that for years ahead of time, he had to be frisked every day before school. Mm-hmm. He was not allowed to bring a backpack onto campus yeah. without. So he said, I had no idea. This is a father who thought the school was safe, that the school was interested in the safety of his daughter to the same degree he mm-hmm. was. And I have to tell you, as a parent, I can feel my blood boiling right now. To the same degree he was, and they weren't. Mm-hmm. The school was not interested in the child's safety to the same degree.
Yeah. Now, with that being said, I do think that that kid was used. I do think it was a psyop. I've played tape after tape, role after role of crisis actors giving their testimonies that never shook out, that never made sense. I mean, I could give you volumes on the Parkland shooting. But I do think that there are real victims in psyops, and I do think that the perpetrators themselves can get very used in programs, government programs, because... Well, it's been going on for decades. It's been going on since the late 40s. And so I'm not going to ignore history and know that that people can be very, very manipulated into actions and into doing certain things. David Hogg, I actually went to school with his dad. He graduated a year before me. And so his involvement in those very kinds of programs that we're talking about, you know, is David Hogg a manufactured a person to speak out on gun control? I very much think so. I have a lot of doubts about who David Hogg really is. I have doubts that he was ever a student, and a real student is what I'm saying there. And so there's lots of, we've gone over this on the show.
It's got to be a coincidence.
Yeah, it's very controversial, I know. Me saying this, it's what I believe. I'm sorry, I've done so much homework on Parkland that it's kind of nauseating the amount of information that there is that would raise eyebrows and make you question what actually happened there. And so it doesn't mean, though, that a kid like that can get very used in the process, and that actually was the case. So I don't question that as much as I just question the whole entire event in who was actually behind the event. At the same time, yes, they get used, and yes, there can be victims, and an event like that, a psyop, a false flag, whatever you want to call it, doesn't always result in no casualties or no anything going on. There's plenty of stuff going on. So I just wanted to make that assertion.
Yeah.
Because I've covered so many hours of that on the show.
Right. Well, and I think it's good for parents. This is a parenting tip mm-hmm. to always tell your kids, if there's somebody at school that you don't feel good about being around, come home and tell me about it.
Yeah.
And if they say, oh, there's this kid who's always talking about guns and violence and he's always threatening to shoot us. And you mm-hmm. just want to know, who is this kid exactly? You just want to find out more information.
You might not know the background or who's dealing with him. Or it always makes me think of those parents that came out and said, geez, there's people from the government. They're just hanging out with my kid all the time. And they're making him think things and do things that it doesn't sit well with us. And he can do things and drive. He got a license. We don't know how he did that. You know, that's that sort of thing. So do I feel like that can happen? I think it happens all the time. And I don't think we realize it. So can a kid be wired and geared and trained to do something? Oh, yeah. I think we'd be silly not to think so.
Yeah, because kids are susceptible.
Absolutely.
And we all are. Then the government knows how our brains work. They know how to influence us probably better than anyone.
I so agree with that. And I'm just being honest when we say these things, I'm just telling you exactly how I feel about it. And and I know a lot of people might not agree with that.
They all think
it's absolutely real, and I get it. And so the wall, let's talk about the wall too. Tell me.
Oh my goodness.
What's going on with the wall?
The wall. It looked like a go that the Pentagon had originally said, we're going to extend $2.5 billion, and Trump's going to borrow it to build the wall. And I guess Mexico's going to pay for the wall at some point, pay us back. I don't know. But after the Army Corps of Engineers got through with their assessment, they said, actually, that's not going to even be close to amount of mm-hmm. money that we need. And it's going to cost us $125 million a mile to build the wall.
Right.
Which that's the Army Corps of Engineers. And you just think, wait a minute, didn't Steve Bannon's group that built a couple miles of the wall just spend just a couple million dollars for a couple miles? What in the world? The Army Corps of Engineers, not that they don't do a good job. I'm sure they do.
$125 million a mile.
Yeah.
But all these other countries, they did not build it for that. This is why this strangulation of it's going to cost this much and this only provides us so much of the wall is
means
so
we can't
ridiculous.
Do it. We have to throw up our hands and say, see, you can't be done. Yep, we can land a man on the moon, but see, this can't be done.
Yeah. I want $125 million wall, 1 mile wall. Give me a break. I mean, these other countries have been doing this and have put it up for so much less. And we're accepting these numbers, these ridiculous numbers of $5 billion and you only get so much wall. I mean,
I heard somebody say, pay Mexico to put up the wall on their side.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know,
they do a good job.
ICE is collaring a lot of murder suspects, a lot of people coming over, and they've had their hands full with that. And then, of course, the whole tent debacle as far as what kinds of courts can be set up in tents and that they don't want the media there trying to do their mainstream media thing. And I understand why. I get that.
Because
but,
they wouldn't be fair.
Well, yeah. I mean, my gosh. Trump, you know, has a hangnail. And then, of course, he's, you know, guilty of something because he has a hangnail. And I'm so sick of that kind of mentality. If you want to go after a story, go after a policy, go after something that's relevant. But just to pick at somebody, it's getting ridiculous. But the wall is something that it's so funny that somebody that they can just rattle off those numbers and then nobody says, well, how much a mile is that? That's really exorbitant. Like, what?
Wait a minute.
Come on. That's not even based in reality. Yet we accept all this and we don't question it. It's like, well, yeah, it costs that much. No, it doesn't.
Can we get a receipt for that?
Ask Israel what they spent on their wall. You know what I mean? And their wall works just fine. Ask them what they spent because they spent a quarter of what we say we actually need for that wall. And so we're up against so much. And this is exactly why it's not getting built. It's just every stopgap that you could possibly imagine stopping the process of it.
And that makes more sense because otherwise we get done what we want to get done. Roads get built. Airports get built.
Well, look how fast they'll put through a gun control bill. look how fast they'll do that. And then look at how a 20-year course on the wall. Yeah. I mean, you know what? It's sickening.
You've
it's
seen your kids. Sickening. You've seen your kids when you say, hurry, we need to get in the car. And they're dragging their feet. You can see them dragging their feet. Yep. They are dragging
hurry,
their
now,
feet.
Now, hurry, we're picking up a pizza. And they run to the car.
Exactly.
See?
Your legs are not glued on. Right.
Same mentality. That's what drives me insane.
We need new people.
But yes, and there is a great article written about the about ICE and about what they're having to deal with right now by Court Cook Kirkwood. Court Kirk. How does he even say his own name? Court Kirkwood. Jeez Louise, he needs something new.
What were his parents thinking?
I'd just go by Murphy or something really easy to say. But Court Kirkwood.
Tom.
Kirkwood. Jeez Louise. Yes, he was talking about the board. Border Patrol and how many rape, murder suspects they're having to deal with, all kinds of situations on the border right now, and they're having a tough time trying to keep up. And this is exactly why people need to be vetted. So for all of you that think that walls are just, you know, imaginary lines, I don't understand that. I'm sorry, I don't understand that at all. There's a lot of people trying to cross that border that are not. I don't want in society. There's a lot of people here I don't want in society. Namely, everybody on that stage at the Democratic Convention.
Yeah, those people. Yeah. But you remember when Castro emptied his prisons and sent them north to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Why
wouldn't
other countries do that? I don't understand.
Of course they would. Of course they would. By the way, local governments, there was a great article about this. Local governments that are funded by Soros are setting killers free left and right. So that's kind of an interesting thing. Soros, what a whirlwind of nasty corruption that guy is.
Yeah,
so,
it says he spent $13.4 million on district attorney races in local governments across 17 states. And I was looking, California, Nevada, Arizona, Oregon, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Gosh, all
he's a very busy man.
On the border.
He's a very busy man, sewing discord and horrible atrocities together. And so Soros-funded local prosecutor setting people free.
And what most people don't realize is that a corrupt prosecutor can remake an entire legal system in a city.
Yes. I don't even think we can wrap our brains around that, to tell you the truth. And that is a hard one. It is a hard one, but you really can. No. This is why all of us should really be clamoring to be on juries, to not let some of this nonsense go through. There really is something to say, and I know everybody sighs and eye rolls when they get one of those notices, but we should actually look at it as a blessing to be part of that system, to help change the system back to a normal legal system if we ever can. I don't think we ever can, but we could certainly try. The populace could try by doing that, nullification. And different items like that. Be faithful, be fearless. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
You're awesome, Susan Reeve. Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Be back here tomorrow. It's going to be a good one. We have a guest as well, so it'll be really good. You have to tune in. That's all I got to say. You have to tune in. See you tomorrow.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And I've been a king. I've had my life and the world on a string. I've traveled many roads, but I'm so far from done. I have been hopeless and I've had my faith. Some things I've lost and some things I have saved. All of these moments showed me the way that I've gone. Good to know there's so much to live for.
Kate Daly Show, and you can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts of this show, recorded podcasts of this live show, and we play in places all over the United States and online and apps and you name it, and so grateful to be in all of those places. And also, you can email me too at kate@katedalyradio.com. I'm going to cover Saudi Arabia tomorrow because there's too much to cover, and I did want to cover just a little bit on 9/11 too. I'll do that tomorrow because there's just too much today to try and cover, and there's just some interesting stuff. Jeez Louise. I welcome Susan back, and it's
hello.
Boy, it's endless. Kevin Spacey, the guy that was accusing him, suddenly died. The massage therapist accusing him.
All of a sudden there just a note went out that the massage therapist who had assaulted him someplace in California, Santa Monica or someplace, just they said, oh, he's
and
deceased.
The case died. You know, I think they want to use Kevin Spacey as more of a witness in some other stuff. Like, you know, we'll kind of excuse what you've done on Pedo Island for maybe some more information on Epstein.
Yeah, to flip him on others. Yeah. They did say the estate could continue to pursue a case against Kevin Spacey, the estate of the massage therapist. I don't know what kind of an estate a massage therapist has, but...
Oh. His career is MIA. I wish Woody, Woody's career was MIA. Gosh,
massage therapist
weirdo.
To the stars. But maybe he was competing with the people on Pito Island.
You never know. A lot of people visited that island.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure the truth will come out eventually. I don't know, though. A lot of names get hidden up and you never get to hear
things
about them.
Things go away and you never hear
the ones
about
they
them
really
again.
Want to protect. But I was reading something very interesting about that and the money interest. You know, it's who trumps who. If the rich taking from the rich, you know, they're stealing from each other and lots of shenanigans going on. And if your people that back you trump the other people that back, you know, then you might get away with the money or your life and maybe not. It kind of depends on who you have info on, who's in your corner, who you took from and how important those people are. And I'm talking about the whole Epstein case, but that's what happened to Ghislaine? Nothing so far?
Right.
Writes out like something about the CIA and then it gets arrested and now nothing. And it's kind of like not hearing anything about Julian Assange. Nothing. Crickets.
Right.
Not in the press.
Nowhere.
Very strange. Lots of really weird things. And I'd love to hear from Julian Assange. I think really and truly he has uncovered information that needed to get out. He's never been proved wrong, by the way. Never. Never been proved wrong on his info. And that needs to be said because, you know, our whistleblowers are very, very important, and I take a lot of what they say very, very seriously. We all should, risking their lives like that. So let's talk for just a moment. You want to talk about Parkland for just a second?
Oh, just the father in Parkland.
The shooting in Broward County, Florida shooting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Has written an article saying that mm-hmm. California is going down the same rabbit hole that Florida went down, which mm-hmm. was to drastically stop suspensions and expulsions of students, just to sweep really major crimes, assaults and things that were happening on campus under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And that California is now following the same pathway, some of the big school districts.
We've seen articles like this where they're saying they're dropping suspensions and all
like,
of that.
Well, like the numbers are going way, way down. But they pat themselves mm-hmm. on the back saying, look, our numbers are way, way down on suspensions. But what they're not telling the parents mm-hmm. is that still the crimes are being committed on school property. Crimes with drugs, crimes with violence, mm-hmm. violence against teachers.
Right.
And yet things are just going along day to day. And so what he says, the father who lost one of his daughter in Parkland said, what I didn't know is that this kid was so dangerous in the Parkland massacre that for years ahead of time, he had to be frisked every day before school. Mm-hmm. He was not allowed to bring a backpack onto campus without. So he said, I had no idea. This is a father who thought the school was safe, that the school was interested in the safety of his daughter to the same degree he mm-hmm. was. And I have to tell you, as a parent, I can feel my blood boiling right now. To the same degree he was, and they weren't. Mm-hmm. The school was not interested in the child's safety to the same degree.
Yeah. Now, with that being said, I do think that kid was used. I do think it was a psyop. I've played tape after tape, role after role of crisis actors giving their testimonies that never shook out, that never made sense. I mean, I could give you volumes on the Parkland shooting. But I do think that there are real victims in psyops, and I do think that the perpetrators themselves can get very used in programs, government programs, because... Well, it's been going on for decades. It's been going on since the late 40s. And so I'm not going to ignore history and know that that people can be very, very manipulated into actions and into doing certain things. David Hogg, I actually went to school with his dad. He graduated a year before me. And so his involvement in those very kinds of programs that we're talking about, you know, is David Hogg a manufactured a person to speak out on gun control? I very much think so. I have a lot of doubts about who David Hogg really is. I have doubts that he was ever a student, and a real student is what I'm saying there. And so there's lots of, we've gone over this on the show.
It's got to be a coincidence.
Yeah, it's very controversial, I know.
No,
me saying this,
no,
but it's what I believe. I'm sorry, I've done so much homework on Parkland that it's kind of nauseating the amount of information that there is that would raise eyebrows and make you question what actually happened there. And so it doesn't mean, though, that a kid like that can get very used in the process, and that actually was the case. So I don't question that as much as I just question the whole entire event and who was actually behind the event. At the same time, yes, they get used, and yes, there can be victims, and an event like that, a PSYOP, a false flag, whatever you want to call it, doesn't always result in no casualties or no anything going on. There's plenty of stuff going on. So I just wanted to make that assertion.
Yeah.
Because I've covered so many hours of that on the show.
Right. But, well, and I think it's good for parents. This is a parenting tip always tell your kids, if there's somebody at school that you don't feel good about being around, come home and tell me about it.
Yeah.
And if they say, oh, there's this kid who's always talking about guns and violence and he's always threatening to shoot us. And you just want to know, who is this kid exactly? You just want to find out more information.
You might not know the background or who's dealing with him. Or it always makes me think of those parents that came out and said, geez, there's people from the government. They're just hanging out with my kid all the time. And they're making him think things and do things that it doesn't sit well with us. And he can do things and drive. He got a license. We don't know how he did that. You know, that's that sort of thing. So do I feel like that can happen? I think it happens all the time. And I don't think we realize it. So can a kid be wired and geared and trained to do something? Oh, yeah. I think we'd be silly not to think so.
Because kids are susceptible.
Absolutely.
And we all are. Then the government knows how our brains work. They know how to influence us probably better than anyone.
I so agree with that. And I'm just being honest when we say these things, I'm just telling you exactly how I feel about it. And and I know a lot of people might not agree with that.
It's
absolutely real and I get it. And so the wall, let's talk about the wall too. Tell me.
Oh my goodness.
What's going on with the wall?
It looked like a go that the Pentagon had originally said, we're going to extend $2.5 billion, and Trump's going to borrow it to build the wall. And I guess Mexico's going to pay for the wall at some point, pay us back. I don't know. But after the Army Corps of Engineers got through with their assessment, they said, actually, that's not going to even be close to amount of money that we need. And it's going to cost us $125 million a mile to build the wall.
Right.
Which that's the Army Corps of Engineers. And you just think, wait a minute, didn't Steve Bannon's group that built a couple miles of the wall just spend just a couple million dollars for a couple miles? What in the world? The Army Corps of Engineers, not that they don't do a good job. I'm sure they do.
$125 million a mile.
Yeah.
But all these other countries, they did not build it for that. This is why this strangulation of it's going to cost this much and this only provides us so much of the wall
We can't do it. We have to throw up our hands and say, see, can't be done. Yeah, we can land a man on the moon, but see, this can't be done.
Yeah. I want $125 million wall, 1 mile wall. Give me a break. I mean, these other countries have been doing this and have put it up for so much less. And we're accepting these numbers, these ridiculous numbers of $5 billion, and you only get so much wall. I mean,
I heard somebody say, pay Mexico to put up the wall on their side.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know,
they do a good job.
ICE is collaring a lot of murder suspects, a lot of people coming over, and they've had their hands full with that. And then, of course, the whole tent debacle as far as what kinds of courts can be set up in tents, and that they don't want the media there trying to do their mainstream media thing. And I understand why. I get that.
Because they wouldn't be fair.
Well, yeah. I mean, my gosh. Trump, has a hangnail. And then, of course, he's, guilty of something because he has a hangnail. And I'm so sick of that kind of mentality. If you want to go after a story, go after a policy, go after something that's relevant. But just to pick at somebody, it's getting ridiculous. But the wall is something that it's so funny that somebody that they can just rattle off those numbers. And then nobody says, well, how much a mile is that? That's really exorbitant. Like, what?
Wait a minute.
Come on. That's not even based in reality. Yet we accept all this and we don't question it. It's like, well, yeah, it costs that much. No, it doesn't.
Can we get a receipt for that?
Ask Israel what they spent on their wall. You know what I mean? And their wall works just fine. Ask them what they spent, because they spent a quarter of what we say we actually need for that wall. And so we're up against so much. And this is exactly why it's not getting built. It's just every stopgap that you could possibly imagine stopping the process of it.
And that makes more sense, because otherwise we get done what we want to get done. Roads get built, airports get built.
Well, look how fast they'll put through a gun control bill. Look how fast they'll do that. And then look at how a 20-year course on the wall. Yeah. I mean, you know what? It's sickening.
You've seen your kids when you say, hurry, we need to get in the car, and they're dragging their feet. You can see them dragging their feet. Yep. They are dragging
hurry,
their
now,
feet.
Hurry, we're picking up a pizza, and they run to the car.
Exactly. See? Your legs are not glued on. Right.
Same mentality. That's what drives me insane.
We need new people.
But yes, and there is a great article written about the about ICE and about what they're having to deal with right now by Court Kirkwood. How does he even say his own name? Court Kirkwood. Jeez Louise, he needs something new.
What were his parents thinking?
I just go by Murphy or something really easy to say, but Kirkwood. Jeez Louise. Yes, he was talking about the Border Patrol and how many rape, murder suspects they're having to deal with. All kinds of situations on the border right now, and they're having a tough time trying to keep up. And this is exactly why people need to be vetted. So for all of you that think that walls are just, you know, imaginary lines, I don't understand that. I'm sorry, I don't understand that at all. There's a lot of people trying to cross that border that are not, I don't want in society. There's a lot of people here I don't want in society. Namely, everybody on that stage at the Democratic Convention.
Yeah, those people. Yeah. But you remember when Castro emptied his prisons and sent them north to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Why
wouldn't
other countries do that? I don't understand.
Of course they would. By the way, local governments, there was a great article about this. Local governments that are funded by Soros are setting killers free left and right. So that's kind of an interesting thing. Soros, what a whirlwind of nasty corruption that guy is.
Yeah,
so,
it says he spent $13.4 million on district attorney races in local governments across 17 states. And I was looking, California, Nevada, Arizona, Oregon, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Gosh, all these.
He's a very busy man.
On the border.
He's a very busy man sowing discord and horrible atrocities together. And so Soros-funded local prosecutors setting people free.
And what most people don't realize is that a corrupt prosecutor can remake an entire legal system in a city.
Yes. I can't even think we can wrap our brains around that, to tell you the truth. And that is a hard one. It is a hard one, but you really can.
No.
This is why all of us should really be clamoring to be on juries, to not let some of this nonsense go through. There really is something to say, and I know everybody sighs and eye rolls when they get one of those notices, but we should actually look at it as a blessing to be part of that system, to help change the system back to a normal legal system if we ever can. I don't think we ever can, but we could certainly try. The populace could try by doing that. Nullification. And different items like that. Be faithful, be fearless. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
You're awesome, Susan Reeve. Thank you.
Happy
and
to be here.
Be back here tomorrow. It's going to be a good one. We have a guest as well, so it'll be really good. You have to tune in. That's all I got to say. You have to tune in. See you tomorrow.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4, Leeds.